Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sandman, I'm an original viewer that recently took off a few years due to being in a good relationship. Please tell me if you think I can get back together with my ex-girlfriend, or if I dodged a bullet by breaking up before I proposed and married her. We met at work, and I had been single for 7 years, and we had a growing desire to find a partner. She asked me out and we had great chemistry during our 2.5 year relationship. She also did not sleep around extensively, like most women, which is very important to me. We lived together for 2 years and periodically fought, physically, because I got a message on Instagram and she'd be afraid I might cheat or leave her, and she was also bipolar. She was fiercely loyal and always protected me and stood by me through hard times like losing a job. She also never told her friends when we fought because she knew it would make me look bad. As I changed jobs, she moved wherever I wanted to without question, even if it meant she had to drive 45 minutes to work while I only drove 5. She had a fear of me cheating because her mother cheated on her father and ruined their lives when she was younger, and she hadn't spoken to her mom ever since. In addition to me, she was also very protective of her dog and father. Her dog is actually number one in her life since it basically saved her life when she was at her lowest point. We recently split up after a fight that got physical. A lot of tension was building up to the fight, such as her 90-day review period coming to a close at her new job, and she had just gotten her period at the same time. And I was getting irritated because for those 3 months, I'd been doing more chores around the house and taking care of her dog. She would then come home and vent about her new job. I definitely was being strict with her new dog and was basically scaring it, which concerned her a lot. Our last fight started because she was venting and I wasn't listening, and she kept pressing me because I was irritated with her, and I eventually boiled over, which led to a physical fight. We fought each other and I ended up breaking a door, then she kicked me out telling me to move my stuff out in 3 days. I tried sleeping in my car but was found by the police and then arrested. And then they charged me for assault and battery based on what I told the cops, because I'm too honest and was emotional, and figured since we're both fighting, not just me, and because she's so strong and does boxing, that it wasn't like I was just beating up a girl. The police called her and she did not want to press charges, so the cops pressed charges themselves. The cops also told her to get a restraining order, and she tried to get a 10-day order, but when we were in court, the judge made it for 1 year. While I moved my belongings out of the apartment, she was still protecting me from getting in trouble by hiding things that were illegal, so that I wouldn't get arrested by the police escort that was required to be there. It's been a couple of months of no contact, and she's agreed via my attorney to appear in court to tell the judge that she does not want the charges against me to go forward, so they may be dropped. She can also request to drop the restraining order at that time. I'm hoping she drops that order, which in that case, I would have to wait a week, then contact her to discuss what happened, since we're basically separated in an instant, and never had a chance to talk after the fight. I know that not treating her dog well enough is mainly the cause for her actually kicking me out and breaking up with me. Since we've been in many fights before that, which ended with her basically begging me to come back and me accepting her. I hope to get back with her since she's rare and fiercely loyal. And barely any women these days are actually that loyal or genuine or sexy. All women have BS, but hers was the kind I could handle. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. She loves the dog and not you. The dog is like her baby, and as we all know, women love their children the way that men love women, and the way we wish they loved us. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on 200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code Sandman to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men talking a cop's ear off, even when they have the right to remain silent, clown world show. Don't you know that the cops are not your friends, Mr. Anonymous? One of my old sponsors, Tom Fitz, wrote a book with the same title. I didn't realize that cops can actually press charges on you, even if the victim doesn't want to. they will do it if there is enough evidence to form probable cause. So when you told the cops what happened, honestly, that's when they had the proof they needed for assault and battery charges. Next time if anything like that happens, please keep your mouth shut and ask to speak to a lawyer. Also, you had 7 years of listening to my content and being single, and you still fell for the old hide your salami in the slut routine. You were one of my original listeners. Also, just because you think she didn't sleep around extensively, you have no way to verify that. Do you really believe she didn't tell her friends about her arguments with you? Women can't seem to keep secrets from each other, but they can definitely keep secrets from men. The only reason she might actually have kept her mouth shut, because it would backfire on her. After you sent me that message I just read, Mr. Anonymous, I sent you a message saying that if she stayed on her medication, your relationship probably would have lasted. You said that she was medicated at first, but not after. The reason she stopped taking it was because if she missed a dose, she'd be crying for no reason. Then eventually she became crazy when she finally came off of them. Her negative feelings and violent behavior that she dumped on you, you transferred to the dog. If it's a big dog, eventually it would have snapped and taken a chunk out of your thigh. It most likely would have had to been put down. When I was in my 20s, my girlfriend at the time had a sister. They would treat her family dog very poorly. Let's just say that one day the dog snapped. It was a big German Shepherd, and I remember seeing the chunks of flesh that it took out of her sister's thigh and arm. I respect dogs not to mess with them because they're just like us and they feel anxiety. But usually they just internalize it and let it eat away at them until they finally snap. But dog women are definitely better than cat women. As for getting back together with her, you mentioned that you guys broke up before and that she begged to basically have you back. If it's the third or fourth time, then yes, you could still get together with her. But if she no longer wants to talk to you, then I think it's highly doubtful that she'll want to get back together with you again. If she doesn't make any effort, then it's best to move on. In many ways, your relationship was the way that it should be. You led and she followed. But relationships aren't like that anymore. She's faced serious hardship with her mother ruining her young life, and she relied on her father for emotional and financial support growing up. So she looked to you for the same. That's why the few women I've actually seen raised by their fathers seem to be a lot more stable and calm than the ones raised by single mothers or intact families even. It's unfortunate what happened because both of you were at a serious breaking point and were obviously taking the stress out of each other. She probably took more out on you than you took out on her. Otherwise, you wouldn't have transferred your negativity to good old Fido. As for your legal troubles, the cops are white knights, and so is the judge. But odds are they were basing your behavior on previous cases that they saw and judged you to be a risk to her, so that's why you got the 1 year long restraining order. Either that or they make money based on the number of arrests and convictions they get, that there actually is a quota and that they get bonuses for more men that they screw over in court. I remember almost 10 years ago now going to a domestic violence symposium, and the speaker explained how it works. The cops are incentivized financially to ruin people's lives by creating a criminal record for them so they can't find gainful employment. The courts are more than stacked against men. The cops look for whatever reason they can to get you into court. There was also something you said that almost brought me to tears, like Jordan Peterson. And that was when you said that she made sacrifices for you, like willing to drive 45 minutes away to make your commute only 5 minutes. In my relationship, I was the one that was always asked to make concessions until I just didn't make them anymore and decided to leave because there was no real equality. It makes me all teary-eyed that no woman cared about me enough to do that. I could see exactly what you saw in her. She would have been as close to perfect as possible if she wasn't bipolar or she just took her meds and didn't get such horrible emotional reactions when she accidentally missed a dose. Then again, she might have used the idea of missing a dose as plausible deniability to use you as an emotional tampon and treat you poorly. And you would never have any idea if that's the case. Sounds to me like both of you have a terrible temper and your relationship is dysfunctional. I wouldn't go back to it if you ever do until both of you figure out your anger management in the form of finding alternative outlets instead of yelling at each other and physically fighting. She has boxing to help her relieve stress and still not enough. Maybe being raised by a father mostly made her aggressive. Sounds to me like she might have more testosterone than the average woman. When you said you lost your job and she was supportive, I'm assuming that that was a job where both of you were working together. If that's the case, then a part of me gets suspicious that she might have been somewhat responsible for you losing that job, so she could appear more supportive to help you find a new one. After all, she was the human resources person there. I guess that's just a crazy conspiracy nut in me seeing the worst in everybody, because for the most part in my life, that's what people have always shown me. I just find it crazy how a man's thirst comes back even after 7 years of being single and watching this channel. You mentioned that you were 36 and she was 32. I didn't think you sharing that was all that much relevant. But if you're anything like myself, you'll probably stop seeking out love in your mid to late 30s, or roughly where you are right now. If this situation doesn't work out, then the odds of finding another woman like her are slim to none, especially considering it took you 7 years to find her at least. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that her dog would have bit off your package if you kept scaring it and making it think you were going to smash it upside the head. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the perfect women that need to be medicated for mental problems away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.